Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
And welcome to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. Tonight we're asking, is our current bail system fit for purpose? Shocking new figures show that tens of thousands of crimes are being committed by people out on bail. Meanwhile, our prisons are overflowing with inmates sleeping on floors because there simply isn't enough space. So what's the solution? Stricter bail laws, more prisons? Or do we need a complete rethink of how we deal with crime and punishment in this country? Then from crime to canines, should dogs be allowed in pubs and restaurants? We know this one gets people riled up. Some say dogs should be welcome anywhere their owners go, while others think they should be kept well away from places where food is served. Do we need clearer rules, or is it up to businesses to decide? And where do we draw the line between a real service dog and someone just bringing their pet along for the crack? And finally, let's talk about the great age debate. Does life really begin at 45? New research suggests that midlife is now when people hit their happiness peak. More confidence, less stress, and not caring about what people think. But if 45 is the golden age, what does that mean for younger generations who are struggling more than ever? Do you agree that life only gets better as you get older? As always, we want to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us on 087-188-0008. Whether you've got an opinion, a personal story, or just want to have your say, get in touch and join in the conversation. All that and plenty more coming up between now and midnight. First up, though, I want to ask, is Ireland's bail system effectively balancing the scales of justice, or is it tipping towards a crisis? Recent statistics have raised alarms, revealing that over 40,000 crimes were committed last year by individuals out on bail. Over the past 3 years, this number has escalated to nearly 115,000 offences, with areas like Dublin North Central witnessing the highest of these incidents. The figures were released to Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy in a parliamentary question response from Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan. Mr. Carthy, in his statement, said that many, if not most, of the crimes would be considered relatively minor, but some have been very serious, including those which have resulted in the loss of life. We need to get this right. The public will not tolerate a situation where dangerous criminals are repeatedly released on bail to commit further crimes. Compounding this concern is the current state of our prison system, of course. For the first time, all secure prisons have reached or exceeded their capacity, with Mountjoy Prison housing a record of 1,000 inmates, forcing over 100 prisoners to sleep on the floors. This overcrowding has led to increased tensions and inter-prisoner violence, raising questions about the safety and efficiency of our correctional facilities. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties has also highlighted concerns regarding the inconsistent application of bail rules and prolonged pre-trial detentions, suggesting systematic issues within our judicial process. With such alarming figures and the evident strain on our prison infrastructure, we must ask, is our current bail system serving justice, or is it in need of urgent reform? I want you to get in touch and let me know. Do you believe stricter bail laws are the answer, or should we explore alternative solutions to address the root causes of crime and overcrowding? Will you tolerate a situation where dangerous criminals are repeatedly released on bail to commit further crimes? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087-188-0008, or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. I'm going to go to Martin first. Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm well, AJ. Good evening.
Good evening. So what do you think? Do you think we need a complete overhaul of our criminal justice system?
We do. We need an overhaul of everything to do with law and order and our criminal justice system, our courts, the guards. Everything needs to be overhauled. It is not fit for purpose. If a person is out on bail, and particularly recidivists, you know, people who commit crime after crime after crime, if they're out on bail, there's a very good reason why they commit more crimes. It's because there's no real consequence. Yet, if you or I or any law-abiding citizen, let's say your car tax lapses, okay? And it might be lost by a few months because you got into financial difficulty or whatever the reason. You go out in your car, if the guards stop you, they can take that car off you. The car can be crushed if you can't afford to actually catch your car. That's unjust. It may be the law, but it's not just that people in that situation who are just trying to get on with life, they've bills to pay, they're paying their taxes, they're doing everything they can possibly do, they're doing it right. Many people trying to rear children, pay the bills. We just heard about the increase in energy prices there for people in this country. And yet, the state wades in, supports both legally and financially people who are recidivists, criminals who go back time after time after time and do the same thing, and we pay for it. I think that we need a complete overhaul. And when I think of a situation where you have a man, actually two men, Enoch Bourke and his father. Now, I know people will say, oh, Enoch Bourke wasn't in prison because he stood on principle. It was because he was in contempt of court. I think the courts in this country are in contempt of the people. That's my honest opinion. I think the judges have no idea what life is like for real individuals, for real people who are struggling, trying to get by day by day, and people who will have a principled opinion. My view of it is it's all broken. Everything in this country is broken. We've had successive governments who don't care about the Irish people. All they care about is virtue signalling and claiming that they're doing everything right because they want to be seen to be above other countries and treat everybody fairly. Everybody bar the people who are doing things right. Couples struggling to rear their children, pay their bills. There's no equity in this country. There's no equality. If you're doing things right, the state know. And this is the dilemma. The state know that if you're a person who goes out, you've never committed a crime, you don't have a criminal record, you're doing everything you can possibly do, you will continue to do that. And the state know you'll continue to do that. So they just ignore you. I had this conversation the other night. It's the very same thing. That's why politicians, the Minister for Justice, the Taoiseach, the whole lot of them, they all have an armed guard sitting outside their house 24 hours a day. They're accompanied 24 hours a day by armed guards. And even when they retire, they will have an armed guard in their presence until their death. Where is the equity? Where's the equality in that?
So there is no equality. With the fact that Irish law presumes that a person is innocent until proven guilty, that's why they're entitled to bail. So what are you, do you think that that's the right way to go about it? And, you know, just assume that they would be entitled to bail because you're assumed innocent until you're proven guilty?
No, absolutely. I'm absolutely firmly in belief and support of the principle of innocent until proven guilty. But that doesn't mean that people who were recidivists should be allowed out to do the same thing over and over again. The court system should be sped up. I mean, I won't go into the details because I witnessed an assault, and I actually, along with two other people, took part in stopping that assault, and I had to go to court as a witness. And when I wasn't allowed to be in the court when evidence was being given by other people. But when I gave my evidence and I left, I went into some of the other courts because I had taken that day off. And I saw the same thing time and time again. People who were hardworking, honest people who, you know, they might have made a mistake. They took their car. Now, I am not justifying, don't get me wrong, I'm not justifying driving without insurance or tax or anything like that. I'm not justifying it. But what I'm saying is I can understand why people do it. And yet those people I've seen in the lower courts, they were getting prosecuted and they were being punished for it. And when I was in other courts where criminal behaviour was up in front of a judge, there were solicitors and on some occasions barristers that were being paid for by you and I who were getting up and saying, oh, we haven't had a report on this, that or the other, whatever it would be, from a doctor, a psychologist, a drug therapist, whatever. And that delays the whole thing. And that means that person is still out. They're on bail and they're out to, they have the capability of going out and doing more things. And then you have the ludicrous situation where people, solicitors or barristers can stand up and say, well, we'd like other things to be taken into consideration, other crimes. And it's all just wrapped up into one. It's so unfair to people that are trying to do the right thing. And the state don't care. When I say the state, I mean the government, the powers that be. We're just minions to them. That's what it comes down to. and we need a reform of just about everything in this country. I was only listening to a report earlier on, pardon me, where the vetting, now, regardless of my opinion of vetting of people coming into the country, they claim everyone is vetted. We all know that's not true. It's not true. But the vetting for people now who want to become a guard, even that's been adjusted. That's been lowered. The vetting process has been weakened to get more people into the guards because they just want numbers. Now, I've said before, and I mean it, I would pay every guard, every single guard, men and women, I'd pay them more than I'd pay any TD. But I would expect them to be guards of the highest caliber, physically, mentally, in every way, they should be of the highest caliber. They should have the highest regard for our society, for our constitution, for the people in our country. I would pay them more than I'd pay any TD because I accept and I understand and I acknowledge and I'm grateful for the guards that are out there doing the work, doing what really has to be done. But unfortunately, the number of guards in that situation, the number of guards who are really committed, it's diminishing all the time because standards are being lowered with the guards, with the court, with the justice system. And the legal system in this, the barristers, solicitors.
Stay with me there. Stay with me there, Martin. I'm just going to go to Adam. You're listening to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And we're asking, do you think Ireland's bail system is working or does it need reform? Now, I'm going to go to Adam. Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, not too bad. So you're thinking we should be looking at the percentage of people on bail who were never going to be found guilty?
I think it's a very skewed statistic to say there's 45,000 people that are on bail that have then gone on to commit further offences. Because if those 45,000 were never, ever going to be imprisoned for the case they're on bail for, well, it would have made no difference whether they'd already been through the courts or not. Because they would have still been on the streets to do it. I think it's a great way of one party trying to get some press coverage. However, I think the bigger issue here is the general sentencing across the board. There are people out there that are habitual offenders, whether that be habitual shoplifters, whether it be, to use one of Martin's points, habitual drivers with no insurance that have been caught 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. It's exactly the same thing. If you're persistently breaking one of the laws, then you should be taken to account and taken to account severely. I'm not saying that we should go as far as like the US where they have the three strike rule and they get, what is it, 20 years or something. But if somebody is persistently breaking the law, we need to start imprisoning them. It's clearly not working, giving them a fine, giving them community service. But to use the statistic of 45,000 people on bail committed further offences whilst on bail, I think is quite misleading. Because the vast majority of those would never have been imprisoned, even if they had their court case dealt with the same day they were charged.
I see what you're saying. And you've said, you know, you think that habitual offenders should be taken to account and should be given harsher sentencing. But you also said that you don't agree with like doing a three-strike system like the US.
I would agree with a three-strike system, but I don't agree that it should be as extensive as the US. It should be, if you're caught shoplifting three times, you serve a minimum of 12 months in prison. You've got to do something to stop these people. And I know people are going to jump on saying, the cost of living's high, people are forced to shoplift. Nobody's forced to shoplift. At the end of the day, if you desperately need to, you can go to Lidl or Aldi, feed a family of four on a tenner a week. Yes, you're not going to eat anything nice, and you're going to eat the same rice dish.
A tenner a week, Adam,
you
couldn't do it for a tenner a week. Not a chance.
You can buy two bags of rice. Two bags of rice will feed a family of four.
Yeah, but
you're not going to eat anything with it. That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, we'd be malnourished.
Yeah, we would be malnourished. But at the same time, the point I'm making is there isn't. People on benefits, let's be real, we have one of the highest social welfare payments in Europe at 240-odd, whatever it is, a week. There is no excuse for going out and shoplifting just to feed yourself. if you're in receipt of any government support. Because if you can't feed yourself off 240 quid a week, and let's be real, people say, oh, I have to pay rent. The government have made it very clear.
I think the majority of crime, though, isn't shoplifting food. You know, I think that the majority of these of criminals or people,
the majority is habitual offending. What I'm saying is there are going to be people that say that the people have been forced into it. Like what night was it when we were talking about driving without car insurance?
Yeah,
people justifying it. Well, you can't justify driving without insurance. Is it as bad as robbing a bank? No.
But it's still a crime.
There are victims to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you crash into somebody's car with no insurance, that causes as much of an impact to an individual as breaking into their house in most cases. Like, my point is, three strike rule, if you're caught for the same offence three times, it's minimum 12 months in prison. Don't care how petty the offence is.
Martin, have you been listening to Adam there? Do you agree with what he's saying?
I have. I do, and to take Adam's point there on shoplifting. Now, because of my job, I am involved with, we'll just say, one of the major retailers in this country. That's what my job is in security. I have to deal with this major retailer all over the country. And I can tell you that the shoplifting that goes on, it's not some poor unfortunate who wants to get a loaf of bread for their children or, you know, a string of sausages. The shoplifting that goes on is high-value goods. It's alcohol. Cigarettes are normally kind of in behind the counter now because of regulations. You know, cigarettes are not something that is risk, but certainly alcohol, things like household appliances, all these things are higher value. The vast majority of shoplifting is not done because people have a necessity. It's because they know they can get away with it. If they're caught shoplifting, it'll be taken into consideration that it'll take God knows how long. It'll take an ice age for it to go through the courts, and chances are they'll walk away anyway. And in the meantime, they're still out shoplifting.
Well, then it would make sense, Martin, then what Adam is saying, that if it's if you're caught habitually shoplifting, that it's three strikes and you're out.
I entirely agree, but the other side of shoplifting, particularly for high value, high end goods, and when I say high, I'm not talking about thousands. I'm talking about, you know, a product that's 50, 60, 70 euros or whatever that walks out the door in somebody's pocket or under their coat. There should be an absolute crackdown on people who are receivers of that stolen property. I make no distinction. If you receive stolen property and you pay under the retail value of it, and you know it's stolen, you are just as guilty as the person who walked out with it. Because if there were no receivers, there'd be practically no shoplifting. It's very simple. It's not rocket science.
If there wasn't a market for it, then there wouldn't be a market for it, and that's that. I'm going to have to go to the ads there. Martin and Adam, if you can stay with me there after the break, I'll be going to Sean and David as well. You're listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Nighttime Talk, and we're asking, do you think Ireland's bail system is working, or does it need reform? You can get involved on WhatsApp 087-188. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. Now, we're asking, do you think Ireland's bail system is working, or does it need reform? Now, we've heard a couple of points there of people saying that the court system should be sped up, criminals are out on bail for too long, and with habitual defenders, we should bring in something like a three-strike system. Now, under the Bail Act 1997, bail can be denied if the judge believes the accused is likely to commit more crimes while on bail. But I'm just wondering, do you think that bail is being denied enough? And if not, why? I want to ask Adam that.
I think that one of the issues we've got here is, yes, bail can be denied, but it's unlikely a judge will ever deny bail if the sentencing guidelines dictate that he is not going to impose, he or she are not going to impose a prison sentence. So I go back to my original point. It makes no difference whether somebody's on bail or going through the court 12 weeks before they're actually at court, because they're still out in the public. If they're of that mind that they can continue to offend and have no repercussions, they're still going to do it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Let me go to David. David's on the line. Hi, how are you? You think that the system needs a complete reform?
I think the whole of the Western Europe, the judicial system is broken badly. Obviously, it's worse in the UK as many of us have seen, they've now openly admitted there's a two-tier imprisoning service. So if a white guy makes a crime, he's going to get prison. If a minority person commits a crime, he's not. But what all of these systems fail on is that when the person is released, they're allowed back out into exactly the environment that took them into the crime in the first place. So perhaps what should be happening is that whilst people are in prison, they have to go through an education process where they earn points to be released, and then those points they're tested, found out what their aptitude is, what work they would be suitable for, proper work they'd be suitable for. They'd be educated to run a business in that line of work, and their probation officer, when they are released, it becomes their sort of like area manager, and the successful business of the company that they're now running is their ticket to remaining free. So that would be a nuance that I would change things to, so that people had a genuine sustainable income and a lifestyle once they're out in the world again.
So in essence, you would use it as a sort of a rehabilitation and ensure that people are able to support themselves once they come out of prison.
Yeah. If you take a drug dealer, lock him up for 20 years, and then release him, what's he going to do? He's going to go back to what he knows. He's not, you know. So if you got a guy who's involved in strong arm violence, and you just put him in a strong arm violent regime for 20 years in prison, because a strong arm violent prisoner is just going to become somebody's security guard inside the prison. And when they're released, they'll go straight back to whatever they were doing before.
So it's about,
unless you break,
you're saying
that
it's
cycle,
about reform, yeah, really, rather than just, you know, locking people up for and letting them get on with it.
Well, you lock them up until they're fit to be released.
Yeah. But whilst they're in there, they're going through training, they're going through all sorts of rehabilitation programs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin, have
yeah.
you been listening
because,
to David there?
And
do you,
also,
do you agree that that's a way to, you know, to help with crime, to crack down on crime, and looking at more of a root cause? Martin, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I didn't realise that question was directed.
Yeah.
No, I entirely agree with David. There should be more emphasis put on helping people who want to be helped. There's no two ways about it. I would rather see my taxes being spent, you know, educating people. If I count my taxes were being spent on taking somebody who was sent to prison for a crime, and I'm not talking about murder or rape or anything. I'm talking about, you know, someone who goes, they make a mistake. It's a house burglary or whatever, or even two or three burglaries or whatever the case is. If they're sent to prison and they show a genuine repentance for what they've done and a desire to change their life, I would have no issue with my taxes being spent to educate that person, train that person, whether it be training just to have a trade craft or training to become a doctor. It's all benefit to me. It's all gain. But the simple fact is that there are people the world over, but particularly here in Ireland, because they get away with it so much, there are people who, no matter what you do for them, no matter what you provide for them, they don't want to get up and do a day's work. That's the way it is. And that's why there are so many people who will go out, they will shoplift, they will burgle, they'll steal cars, they'll do whatever they want to do, because it's only a few minutes. And then they have the rest of the day, and they know that when all things are brought to a conclusion, there's no real consequence for them, or very little consequence. I mean, the very fact that the prisons are overcrowded at the moment, they're at capacity. We need more prisons. And we had a situation where land was purchased for a prison. I can't remember how many million it was costing. And then it was decided, no, we can't build a prison there.
Well, that money was spent. It's gone. It's out of the system. And the idea of calling it the justice system, it's a contradiction in terms, because there is no justice. Because the people who should be held accountable and pay for what they've done, that's one side of it. But the rest of us who get up, go out every morning, do a day's work, pay our taxes, the real injustice is being done to us. We're the sufferers. We pay. The consequences fall on us every time. I have no issue with paying tax. I really don't. I wish I didn't have to. But I understand. I have to pay tax. I have to pay for the health service, even though it's absolutely shambolic. I have to pay for all the other things. When I say I mean the royal we, if you know. We all have to do that. I have no issue with that. But it's being squandered, wasted. It's being badly administered.
Stay with me there, Martin. I just want to go back to David just to pick up on what you said there. You're listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. This is Nighttime Talk, and we're talking about Ireland's bail system. We're asking, is it working or does it need reform? Now, back to David, just we were talking about your point about, you know, reform, rehabilitation and education. But Martin's saying that not everybody wants to or can receive that sort of training or education or wants it.
That's exactly what I said. You have to earn the points to warrant your release. So if you don't engage, you stay in the system and you are put into long term penitentiary. Simple as that. If you're just going to be a long term recidivist, then you languish in your own mire. But if you cop on and decide that yes, you would like to have a life outside, free of the walls, then you have to become a responsible member of society and prove that before you leave.
Let me just go to
Sean. And then obviously once you've left...
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Sorry, and then once you've left, your probation officer, you are monitored, your business is monitored, and if that business fails, you are taken back into the system and trained to try to get better.
Okay, let me just go to Sean now. Sorry, I've just got Sean waiting on the line. Hi, Sean, how are you doing? Have you been listening to the conversation?
I've heard it all, AJ. Here's the thing, AJ, and here's my cut on all this. You know, it was back last year, AJ, and I just want to give you a prime example, and everybody else on the line and everybody else listen. My car went in for an NCT and I failed on headlight alignments. And I know you're saying, what's that got to do with this? But I'm just going to show you what had this to do with this. So I failed on headlight alignments. I booked it back in and they didn't have any slots available. And I was put on a waiting list. And unfortunately, I needed my car for work. And I was pulled over there one of the days. Back last year, guard said, look, where's your NCT? I said, look, I spoke back in, showed him everything, AJ. He done me for the NCT anyway, AJ. And here's where I'm going with this. I was in court 3 times for the NCT since last year, and I only finished here in January 2025. 3 court appearances, 3 days off work I had to lose, and 3 days earnings I lost over this, because it didn't go, the guard wasn't available on 2 separate occasions that he was dealing with other matters in the CCJ. And when it was dealt with, I brought all the paperwork from my mechanic, the NCT. I said, look, you know, and I showed it all to my, I had to hire a solicitor, by the way, AJ. And they handed it, and the judge looked over. And she still, do you know what, AJ, here's my point. She still done me for the NCT. I received a €250 fine, and I got the penalty points. Now, my point on this is, AJ, while I was sitting there on them 3 different days over since last year up till January of this year, I've seen criminals, you know, and whatever they are, whatever way you want to call them, I mean multiple, tax insurance and NCT breakers walking free, but not, you know, literally a tap on the, you know, don't do it again. I've seen, you know, every walk of life going in and out of court and getting slaps on hands. But what I did notice, AJ, is this. I noticed ordinary decent folk like myself People caught with, you know, not a TV license, getting, you know, stupid fines. People that had no dog license, stupid fines, taking up court's time. Myself as well, as I say to you, you know, which the country's backwards, AJ. You know, the governments don't care. And we have Judge Martin Nolan giving out and letting paedophiles off every day of the week. Like, you know, see this country. And I'm going to say it, AJ. It's fucked. It's backwards. This country's, Ireland is over. It's finished. You know, what's going on with the court systems, the Gardaí, they don't care. The judges don't care. The politicians don't care. And who's getting in the neck? An ordinary, decent, ordinary citizen. That's who's getting in the neck. Every day of the week.
Stay with me there, Sean. I just want to go to Chris.
AJ, can I back in there?
Yes, of course you can.
AJ, can I back in there?
Yeah.
Sean, you need to... Your solicitor, I think, got it wrong. I had exactly what you were talking about, and I went back to my insurer. My car failed on its headlight alignment, left-hand headlight alignment, and I rebooked to back in. And I went through a Garda stop point, and the Garda let me just wave me through. And I had all the documents, all the details, and that judge and that guard were wrong in
taking your action. I know that, and here's the thing. I totally agree with you. But
you need to appeal that and that is really wrong.
And you're an absolute gentleman, but there's no. You see, here's the thing. I could appeal it, of course it could, but it's going to cost me another day off work. It's going to cost me another solicitor's fee.
At the
end of the day, and you know what he said? And I did. I said it to the judge. I did. And I said this, AJ. I says, you're letting people walk out here, I says, with multiple tax insurance and NCTs, I says, and you're doing me for it's backed in for the NCT again. I says, well, look, you didn't have the NCT. It is where it is, and you broke the law. I just couldn't believe it. You know, it's what a shit show, honestly. You know, so where do we go from here, guys?
You weren't allowed to comply with it. Sean, you weren't allowed to comply with the law. You didn't break the law. The NCT is a joke. I've been trying to get my car NCT since September last year. I now need to book it in again. I passed it today. I got it. It got clear.
They only
today.
Give you 2 or 3 months.
And I now need to book it in.
Yeah. You couldn't write it
for another.
They don't even give you the 12 months.
Sorry.
Yep. Yep. The country's backwards, guys. Honestly, you know, I've never seen anything like it, AJ. Like I said to you, AJ, and I have to emphasise this: we have, Councillor Gavin Pepper there, complaining about. We all know about Judge Martin Nolan, anyway. Letting paedophiles off day in, day out, week in, week out. You know, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
You know, where is the law? Where is the law? There is no law in
Both
Ireland,
of you
course.
Stay
That's
with
it.
Me there. You're listening to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we're talking about Ireland's bail system. We're asking, is it working or does it need reform? I'm going to go to John next. Hi, John. How are you?
Good evening, AJ. How are you keeping?
Not too bad.
I've been listening all night. I suppose I don't have my own little opinion on this. We have the bail system, which is crazy. But you'll be let out on bail. And eventually he gets to court and he ends up with 10 or 12 charges. And he goes in and he gets the whole lot of them as concurrent. So he gets 5 years for the 10 charges, where he should be getting consecutive. Like, if you do something wrong in this country, instead of this thing where people are getting away with murder, where they commit 5 or 6 crimes, and they're all put in the one lump, and we give them 4 years.
So do you think the sentencing is the problem?
Sentencing is one part of the problem. Bail is another part. Certain crimes, to me, I believe, violent crime, sexual crime, the elderly or the children, they should be looked after. If you attack or you assault a person in their own home, the home is the first place. If a person burgles a person's house, that should be a more serious crime than breaking into a factory or a supermarket or whatever. So we need to get the homes, people's homes, protected first, the elderly and the children. We should have one super prison built. All these prisons, Mountjoy, Cork, Limerick, they're all old, ancient. We need to build one big one. They're costing 92,000 or 93,000 a year per prisoner, and they're driving them down here to Galway from Roscommon and from everywhere in vans and into the courts to the fucking lawyers or the solicitors who are making a killing.
It's all a big money scam. And it is, of course.
It's all a merry-go-round.
Well, absolutely, I agree with you, John. I agree with you, John.
Crime, so they can make more money.
There's money to be made, so John, off crime, and the solicitors and the judges, John, as you say, they're making big money out of this. I paid a solicitor 3 times for a poxy NCT, you know, and then I got a fine. You know, I thought I was okay here. You know, bringing my paperwork in and, you know, saying it to the judge, look, here it is. You know, it failed on a headlight alignment. The car wasn't defective, John.
That's not a crime, like. You know, we all make mistakes.
And I'm treated like a fucking criminal. That's the thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that shouldn't go to court. What we need to do...
It should never have been in court, John. No.
And fucking stabbing and shit like that. And all these fucking fuckers out with feuding and selling drugs. They're the fuckers we get rid of first. And we put them in a big fucking prison. You know,
Sean, we've just had a text in. We've just had a text in, Sean, someone saying that they want to set up a GoFundMe for you.
Gosh, shit, you know, I'm okay. Thank you very much. Well, I'll say this, AJ, to John there. John, here's the thing. Well, just right back at you, John. They'll come for you for your you know, your television license. They'll come and they'll lock you up and they'll give you a few days. You know, it's gas. Again, as I say to you, AJ, the country is backwards. The government is backwards. They don't even care. Their noses are so far up Zelensky's arse at the moment. They don't even care about the Irish. They don't. We're 100 million? You know, where the fuck is he getting that? Our own country's on it. Yeah, stop, guys. Stop.
Stay with me. I have to go to the ads. We're talking about bail. The bail system in Ireland, does it need to be reformed? We'll be back after this. If you want to get involved on WhatsApp, 087-188-TREBLE. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, where we're talking about Ireland's bail system. We're asking, is it working or does it need reform? We've had a text in that says the bail system definitely needs to be reformed. There's loads of people out there with too many convictions and out on bail. It does seem to be the general consensus. I'm going to go to Declan next. Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi, sorry, Declan, there you are.
Thanks very much. The system needs to be completely overhauled, stripped down. Really, we need to look at the repeat convictions. We need to look at the free legal aid for repeat offenders, you know. I know this innocent is proven guilty and everything else, but when you look at it, I mean, it costs more to keep a prisoner in prison than it does to book into a five-star hotel. The prisoners get fed better in jail than our pensioners do in the nursing homes. So, you know, they should get, like, the bare bones. There should be, like, zero tolerance. The itchy blanket, do you know what I mean? I mean, there should be no creature comforts. It should be the bare minimum.
But do you not think that then goes against human rights?
Human rights, okay, are one thing, right? But if you commit a crime on somebody and it's intentional, then you deserve all that's coming to you. You really do, because you didn't show any sympathy or empathy for your victim. And it's as simple as that. So a prison should be that. Bare walls, no... I was going to curse now. I've had 2 glasses of wine tonight because I'm looking at heading down to Barbados next week with my beautiful wife.
Oh,
and we're
fun.
Celebrating. And I can tell you honestly, no word of a lie. Look, I mean, I do have a bit of pity for people who are kind of down and out in their luck and everything else. But repeat offenders, you know what I mean? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we
can't
afford to operate these prisons. The cost to operate a prison is just astronomical. And why should we give anything extra over and above than what is just the very bare basics? Because we should take a leaf out of, I mean, you can go to certain countries And I don't know if you've seen that movie, Midnight Express. You know,
I have.
Conditions should be like that, but it is a very good movie. But like, we shouldn't give an inch, because these perpetrators of crime didn't give their victims an inch, so they should be punished.
Can I say something, AJ? There,
yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
And as much as I agree with Declan, and fair play to Declan, but Declan, here's the thing as well. That, you know, it does lie with the law as well. See the judges that we have here in Ireland, you know, they're just a joke, Declan. And I'm sure you've heard what I said about Judge Martin Nolan and other judges in the judicial system, you know, letting paedophiles away every day of the week. You know, it's got to be stopped. You know, Judge Martin Nolan, as I said, Councillor Gavin Pepper is calling them out, and everybody should be calling them out, because why, in God's name, as you said about the victims, how... You know, they're letting people off there with you know,
suspended.
I just can't
understand
it. Yes, it just doesn't sit right with me, and it never sat right with me. And Judge Martin Nolan seems to be liking these people. I don't know why he's letting them away. But as I said to you already, Declan, you heard my story. You know, I wasn't let away with anything, and even though I had the paperwork and everything was in an order, I broke the law. Yes, I did, and I put my hands up to it. You know, I should have had a valid NCT, but I couldn't get one because the NCT was booked out. But the fact of the matter is, they're getting away scot-free. So these guys are caught with images on their computers. They're dealing, you know, they're getting caught with meeting underage girls and what have you not, and they're just walking, and I'm like, wow. Here's where this country, you know, it's got to be accountable, Declan, as well, that the judges are at fault here in this country as well, and the law, you know, themselves. It is, of course it is. It is the citizens that are breaking the law, but it's the judges as well. You know, it's got to be sorted. It has to be.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you. You know, I have this saying, right? You are who you are. What you see is what you get. Take it or leave it. People, if they leave you, you're better off without those people. And I'm very proud, no matter where I go in the world, I say, I'm from Garryowen, which is a housing estate. I love it. I'm still here no matter what, right, regardless. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly tell you one thing, right, and this is an absolute fact. The white-collar criminals are worse, 10 times worse than the people from housing estates, because they fucking get away with it. Sorry for cursing them, but they genuinely do, because of the connections with the judges. Now, when it comes to paedophilia and everything, I mean, there should be castration involved here. Honest to God.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you,
absolutely.
Because a child is innocent. They, you know what I mean? You're taking away something from, you're mentally scarring them for life. So you tell me, you put somebody in a wing, whether they're a cross-dresser or whatever they want to be, you know? They're like, you know, we have a situation here where men...
Identifying as pineapples,
and they want to be put in with the girls, and then they're raping the women in the prison. I mean, come on. Do you know what I mean?
What kind of world are we living in?
Where a guy like you can get... a conviction for like having no TV license, and you're sent to jail, and there's a guy then with 60 previous convictions that can get out. Do you know what I mean?
Both of you, I did want to bring this up with you. Yeah, go ahead,
AJ.
Sean. I just want to go to Des quickly as well, so hurry up there. Sorry.
It was just a quick one, AJ.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the gentleman there. He had his own land and he built a log cabin. Now, he did get back out. He was only locked up temporarily. And he was got out because of the support he has. And I was delighted that he got out. But here's the thing, AJ. You know, you have this government, AJ, building all over, you know, the country and you know, buying buildings up for iPath centres. And we have a gentleman, our own Irish people, built, you know, they've nowhere to live. So they build a log cabin, which can be taken down. You know, it's not a structure that can't, you know, not be, you know, we call it a mobile structure. You know, it can be taken down as fast as it was put up. And he was locked up for that. You know, and his own land. You know, here again, here we go. Here's where see this Ireland, as I said, it's a shithole. Literally, it's a kip. Honestly. And I'm sorry to say this about Ireland, because I loved my Ireland 10, 15, 20 years ago. But it's not the same country that I lived in 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's not, you know.
Thank you there, Sean. Thank you. You're listening to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Do you think Ireland's bail system is working, or does it need reform? I'm going to go to Des. Hi, Des. How are you?
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good stuff. Yeah, no, I think what I can't understand is when you see the likes of these criminals going into the court and the judge is passing down a fine or passing down a jail sentence, and then he takes into account the mitigating factors and, you know, his guilty plea and all that. takes a few years off and then he ends up with a suspended sentence or whatever it is. Like, and then you've got the guy that goes into the court with not paying a TV license. There's no mitigating factors there, or there's no judge that looks and says, well, here's your circumstances. You actually can't afford to pay your TV license, but we're going to come to some agreement with you to get it paid. That's not happening. And then all you're doing is you're putting that person that's up to their eyes in debt or whatever, you're only making the hole for them bigger. You're not actually helping them. You're actually putting them into a bigger hole because the judge thinks he's playing by the book and going by the law. But that's not necessarily the way it should be looked at. You know, you never hear a mitigating factor with, or, you know, well, look, I'm in here, I didn't pay my license. That's a guilty plea. But that's just a slap on. There's no leniency there. It's just, I mean, how can you put someone in jail for not paying a TV license? It doesn't make sense, you know. Makes sense.
Can I just tell about the TV license? I pay my TV license, and that because I just want to. I won't get a tax clearance certificate if I don't pay my TV license. But you have Joe Duffy on RT Radio 1, right? Who's on what, 400,000 a year, and people pinned to the collar, right? Citizens, our brothers and sisters, our islanders on this island of Ireland, you know, pouring out their bleeding hearts on national radio to Joe Duffy, who's on 400,000. The irony of that just sickens me. Absolutely,
yeah.
Sickens me.
Very good. Very good. Well, point well made. Yeah.
You're probably better off.
Joe Duffy is an idiot. I gotta say this to you, guys. Joe Duffy is an idiot. And he always has been. And he has no heart. He doesn't care about anybody else. Again, as I say, it was Ryan Trubley who was the same. You know, he knew what he was doing. And he didn't give a feck about anybody else. You know, CRTE, the most corrupt kit in the world, is RTE, you know,
it's
and the one
all they're good at is plugging one another's books and this and that or tours.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
let's take it. Let's get off the top.
I know we're going off on a tangent.
Yeah, you're going off on a tangent.
So
back in line there, guys. We're talking about the bail system in Ireland. Does it need reform? So, Des, what do you think? Do you think that that we do need a reform of the bail system here?
Yeah, I think we. You know what? I think we're crying out for a new prison in the middle of the country somewhere. Somewhere with a lot of land and build a big, big prison.
I think Horton Hall was a thing there a few years ago, guys. And it fell through.
Jesus, as long as the prison doesn't cost as much as the National Children's Hospital, you know what I mean? I'm all for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And the bike sheds and everything else. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, I travel a lot, lads, for a living, right? And I honestly do not see the amount of beggars and tappers and this, that, and the other on the streets wherever I go. And it's an awful thing to say, but it's the truth, honestly. And I've been in poor countries and I haven't seen it as much as I've seen in my own country. What is going on in this, for a country that's so wealthy? What is, where's the money going? Do you know what I mean? Where's accountability?
That everybody else's business, you see. The government is in everybody else's business. The Ukrainians, the Americans' business. You know, they don't, as I said already, AJ and everybody else, they don't give a fuck about us. They don't care. They don't care. I know this. And yous know this. They don't care about us anymore.
The free legal aid needs to stop, because that's the biggest waste of money. Like, for repeat offenders should not get free legal aid. Simple as.
On that note, guys, I'm going to have to wrap this one up because we do have to go to the news. Thanks, Declan. Thanks, Sean. Thanks to Des. Thanks to everybody else who got involved. After the news, we're going from crime to canines. Should dogs be allowed in pubs and restaurants? We know this one gets people a bit riled up. Some say that dogs should be welcome anywhere their owners go, while others think they should be kept well away from places where food is served. Do we need clearer rules, or is it up to businesses to decide? And where do we draw the line between a real service dog and someone just bringing their pet along for the crack? And later on, we're going to be talking about the great age debate. Does life really begin at 45? New research suggests that midlife is now when people hit their happiness peak, more confidence, less stress, and not caring about what people think. But if 45 is the golden age, what does that mean for younger generations who are struggling more than ever? And do you agree that life only gets better as you get older? Don't forget, get involved on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We'll be back after the news.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.